7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If you give us a call, Tom will get you set up, and then we can help to answer your gardening question. This is Easter Sunday. A lot of you have received plants, and if you have any of the spring flowering bulbs, things like tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, grape hyacinths, and so forth, keep them cool. Keep them in an area where they'll get some bright light, but no direct sun, and as cool as possible. It really does make a big difference in the time that they will last and bloom for you in your home. When the flowers go by, remove the flower itself. Keep the foliage. Water them as needed. And if you can use a liquid fertilizer to give them a little bit of a boost, that would be great. And then in early May, so you're only going to keep them alive for the next month inside your home. Then you can transplant them into your garden. So when you transplant them, knock them out of the pot. Do not divide them. Plant them as one clump, and you want to put them in the ground about 2 to 3 inches deeper. Your larger bulbs, like tulips, hyacinths, and daffodils, 3 inches deeper than the top of the pot. Your small bulbs, like your miniature daffodils, grape hyacinths, and anything that's small, you only want to go about an inch and a half deeper in the ground. Otherwise, they're going to be too deep, and they may not flower very well for you. Okay? Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about peppers.
Joe, happy Easter. How can we help you with your peppers today?
Yes, happy Easter to you, Paul. Paul, I like to try new plants in my garden every year, and either last week or the week before, you had somebody on from Bonnie. He talked about a cherry tomato plant that gives you like 1,500 tomatoes and a pepper plant that had maybe 200 or 300 peppers on it. You remember the names of those?
I'll get that for you. The pepper is called Yummy Bell. Y-U-M-M-Y Bell. It's a petite pepper. It only grows about 3 inches, and five plants will average 240-280 peppers during the summer's growing season. And then the cherry tomato that they recommended is called Sun Sugar. It's a yellow cherry-type tomato, and five plants in your garden will average 1,228 tomatoes each plant. So that will give you enough cherry tomatoes probably for the whole neighborhood. But Sun Sugar tomato, it's a yellow cherry type. and yummy bell peppers. And this yummy bell, I have seen it during the winter. I bought some at Sam's Club. And they're red, they're yellow, they're orange. Again, they're about 3 to 4 inches. They are very sweet. And for a salad or for frying purposes or putting in pasta, they are fabulous. And because a lot of us, I mean, we don't need a whole green pepper. This way you can take 2 or 3, put in the various colors, get the various flavors, and you've got something that's really, really special. Does that help you?
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. You have a great Easter, and we appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from Rhode Island with a question about Florsythia, I believe.
Florsythia.
Yes.
Happy Easter, Paul. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your forsythia today?
Happy Easter, Paul. How are you?
Thank you.
I had a forsythia that was growing, a bush line that was growing for about 60 years. They were about 8 feet tall, and by accident, my neighbor cut them down. And I'd like to replant them. How much would they grow in 1 year?
Oh, forsythia is a very fast-growing plant. They'll grow a good 3 feet per year. So now you want this as a privacy hedge and a screen or a privacy barrier?
Yeah. It was about a 40-foot privacy hedge growing for 60 years. By accident, he cut down about a 20-foot length of it, and I was wondering if I should replant or, you know, dig up the roots or just let these guys grow out.
Okay. Now, how long ago did he cut this down?
He cut it down last September.
Last September. Okay. What I would do before you go out and you buy a whole bunch of new plants is I would feed where he pruned them back. And because forsythia is a tough plant, and if the plant had a chance to go dormant and take the green foliage, take the energy from that green foliage and send it down to the root system for storage, there is a very good chance that that hedge that he butchered is going to come back. Many years ago, when I was first learning about gardening, I drove by this house on my way to work, and the man had a privet hedge that was 8 feet tall. And I'm driving, it's like 6:45 in the morning, I'm heading to work, and the man had a chainsaw, and he cut that privet hedge down to 1 foot. I almost drove off the road. I couldn't believe what he was doing. Well, later on during the day, he came to the nursery where I was working. I was in the garage where we stored all of our fertilizer. And he said to me, "I need some fertilizer from my privet hedge." And I recognized him. And I said, "You want something that's going to create a miracle, right?" And he gave me a strange look, and I said to him, "You cut down that hedge to 1 foot this morning at 7 o'clock, weren't you?" And he said, "Were you the kid in the Camaro that almost drove off the road?" I said, "Yeah, I couldn't believe you what you were doing." Well, I had him put plant tone fertilizer on it. And I told him to feed it according to the directions. And I told him I would add a little bit more. And I will tell you, Paul, that by the time we got to September, that privet hedge that he had butchered to 1 foot was 4 feet tall. It was thicker. It was fuller. And the main reason he did it is that the privet hedge had all the foliage up high, and there was nothing on the first 3 feet. It produced a lot of new growth, and it came back. So why don't you feed it, see what happens, and if it doesn't come back, then you can dig it and you can replant. And the spacing to give you that type of a privacy hedge, sound barrier, and so forth would be to put your plants on 3-foot centers.
Okay.
Now, when you plant them, put them every 3 feet, take your loppers or shears and cut about 6 inches off the top of your plant, because most of your plants are going to be 4 or 5 feet tall, and they're going to continue to get taller. So if you cut the top off, and again, 4, 5, 6 inches, you will remove the terminal buds, because the terminal buds are gone. The side buds on your forsythia will now compete to become
a
new leader.
Well, I got a question about arborvitaes too. Can I stand in line?
And arborvitaes can be pruned at this time of the year too. This is the time to prune anything that does not flower. Now, if you're going to prune your arborvitae, cut them to the height that you want and then round them off to make them look more natural.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Well, happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. If it's a nice day where you are and you want to get out and do a little bit of yard work, if you have fruit trees, flowering crabs, dogwood, flowering cherries, and rose bushes, this is the time, as long as your temperature is above 45 degrees, to use an all-season oil and a copper spray. The all-season oil will kill any eggs that are on the plant, and the copper will kill any disease spores. So if you have the old-fashioned flowering crabs that get full of black spots, the leaves turn yellow, they fall, and by midsummer, half the leaves are gone, and you want to eliminate that or at least slow it down a great deal, the liquid copper and the all-season oil, and it should be done at this time of the year. Tomorrow is April. It's time to get out and let's get gardening. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Susan, happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Happy Easter, Paul. Thank you. It's the usual question. I'd like to put down a pre-emergent weed killer without gluten, but I'd also like to overseed. How can I do that this spring?
Okay. If you corn gluten is a fertilizer, and it will also kill seed. It will kill crabgrass seed. It will kill dandelion, chickweed, clover, and it will kill your lawn seed. So that if you are intending on planting a new lawn, then for your first step, you need to use a chemical that will allow you to plant grass seed. You cannot do it organically. There's nothing right now available that is organic. So what you need to do is to go to your local garden center, and you have Jonathan Green and you have Bonide Lawn and Garden, and they sell a seed starter with crabgrass preventer. And that particular product will cost you probably 25% more, but it allows you to plant a new lawn or to add seed to an existing lawn and not hurt that. But it will kill the crabgrass seed and the dandelion seed, but not hurt the good seed.
Okay. Do you also have a solution for bent grass?
There are products that will take care of bent grass. Is it all over your lawn, or is it just spotty here and there for now?
It's spotting, and I pulled out a lot of it last year.
Well, I'd be willing to bet that most of what you pulled up has probably, I hate to say it, has come right back, and it will be there.
Okay.
Bent grass is a real, real tough weed, and the only way that I've been able to control it, and I've been to a lot of trade shows and talked to all of the different chemical companies, and what they recommend is that you use a product called Clean Up. K-L-E-E-N-U-P. Spray the area where the bent grass is, and be careful that you don't walk on it.
Okay.
But the thing that's nice about the cleanup, it will kill everything, and 14 days later, you can scratch up the soil and plant new grass seed.
Okay.
But there's nothing available for the homeowner. It is available, like, for the sod farm. Mm-hmm. But for the homeowner, there's nothing for bent grass, and you need to use cleanup. Now, I recommend cleanup because of the active ingredients. It's 40% active ingredients compared to Roundup, that's 18, and it costs half the price. So you're getting twice the product for half the money, and all the garden centers sell cleanup. Have a nice Easter. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Happy Easter, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I have a surprise for you, and I will have information in the newsletter next week about a major problem that occurred last year. If any of you grew impatience, and you got to July, early August, and the impatience just fell apart, they got all mushy, and it looked like they rotted or an animal ate the plant. It's a fungus called downy mildew. And this disease started in Florida during the winter months, during January, February, and went all the way to Maine. And then from Maine, went to Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, into Texas, and wiped out everything. Now, the problem with this fungus is it is strong enough to spend the winter in the soil. And if you had it in window boxes, in whiskey barrels, or in your garden, and you got this fungus, and they all died, and you replant, you will have the same problem again. Well, during the winter, five major universities, University of Florida, University of Georgia, Purdue, Penn State University, and North Carolina University did some research, and they found a product that you can put in the soil at the time of planting and spray the foliage of your impatiens, and it will prevent downy mildew from destroying your flower garden again this year. I'll have all that information on the newsletter. So go to paulparent.com, click on sign up for the newsletter, put your email address, and Thursday I will give you a list of two, and there's only two products in the entire garden center business that will take care of downy mildew on impatiens. Okay? But you got to sign up for the newsletter. PaulParent.com. Click on newsletter. Fill it in. It's free. It gives you information every single week. And I will give you all of the latest research and technology on controlling downy mildew on impatiens. And by the way, impatiens is the number one selling annual in the country. Okay? Do it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Maine with a question about nectarines.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club and happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you. I have two dwarf nectarine trees, and I've been pruning them according to your directions, and one of them is growing nicely in just the shape I want. The other one must have about 15 shoots every year that just grow straight up. And I was out there with the pruners yesterday, and I was going to prune them right back to the trunk or prune off the main trunk. And I said, I better ask Paul first what to do.
Okay. I wouldn't remove all of those branches, but what I would do is I would remove a third of the thinnest and the less healthy-looking ones.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you have 15. Take five that don't look as good as the others and cut them right back to the main stalk.
Uh-huh.
Then take the other 10 that are growing straight up and cut those back by one-third.
Okay.
And by pruning them back by one-third, you are removing the terminal bud that will make that branch get taller and taller and taller, and it will stimulate the side buds to make additional side branches that will help your tree to become fuller and be able to produce some nectarines for you. Now, most apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, when you plant them, will take 3 to 5 years before they become well-established enough to give you fruit production on that plant. So you've got to have some patience and do some selective pruning to stimulate new growth. And the branches that begin to grow horizontal are the ones that are going to give you the nectarines that you planted the tree for.
Yes. Very good.
Okay?
I thank you very, very much.
And you have a great Easter. And then feed them, too. Get some either plant tone fertilizer or Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer. Both of them have mycorrhiza and beneficial microbes included in the blend of fertilizer. And most garden centers will either carry plant tone, or they'll carry Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer. And that's something that you can get on the plants now. My house in Maine, it's not going to happen for a while. We still have snow on the front and the back lawn. And, you know, temperature-wise, it's 39 degrees. But if where you live, the weather is nicer, the snow is gone, the frost is out of the ground, you can begin to put the fertilizer. And the traditional date for pruning and feeding is around April 1st, and that's Monday. So if you want to get started today between your Easter ham and dessert, let's get it done. Thank you, Joan. We appreciate the phone call. If you'd like us to help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. The way to learn is to ask. And when you went to school, if you needed help, did you ask your teacher? Did she help you? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to share my knowledge, my years of experience, my background, to try and help you to have a better garden. So don't be shy. You make me feel good, and you will feel better because you're doing it correctly. Don't wait until there's a problem. Ask your questions now. Call 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Julie from Pennsylvania with a question about perennials.
Julie, happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, happy Easter to you, too. Yes, WEU just started plugging into your program, and this is a good addition.
Thank you.
What I have, several years ago, I got a plant called Campanula, and it's the 6 to 8 inch variety, and let's see, I have a tag. It's called Birch Hybrid, also called Bellflower.
Yes.
And it's like a ground cover. Now, the first year that I had it, it bloomed from like June to September like it's supposed to. But now the plant is spreading and everything, but it is not blooming. You know, since then, like that. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. How much sun is it getting?
Well, one spot it gets the afternoon sun, the other spot it, a few hours, but it's, I'd say one spot is sunny, one spot is part shade.
Is part shade, okay. Now, on your campanula, did you feed them at all this year?
Well, I didn't know what to give them.
Okay.
The thing
I want you to say to yourself is, this is a perennial. This is a plant that's in my garden permanently. So I want to use a fertilizer that is slow release and something that's organic. Miracle-Gro is a great fertilizer, but it's water soluble and it lasts in your garden 2 weeks and it's gone. If you buy 10-10-10 or 5-10-5, it's a good fertilizer. It's a man-made chemical granular fertilizer. And when you apply it to your garden, it will feed your plants for 30 days, and then it's gone. If you buy organic, an organic fertilizer will last 90 to 120 days, slow release, all natural, so that your perennial is getting a little bit of food throughout the entire growing season, which will help it to grow a bigger root system, a bigger plant, and make more flowers. So, in your case, two plants, food that I would recommend. And garden centers will carry either or. One of them is called Flower Tone, T-O-N-E, and it's made by Espoma. And they are the people that make Olitone.
This is
for flowers. And then the other company is Dr. Earth. And they have a flower fertilizer that's all organic, has mycorrhizae, has probiotics, and both these companies have the micronutrients and the bacteria, the fungi, and a mycorrhizae that will encourage your plants to bloom correctly and grow at a steady pace rather than you feed it, you forget there's nothing. You feed it, you forget there's nothing. It's a nice even. It's like if you take aspirin, it lasts 4 hours. If you take a contact capsule, it lasts 12. You'll get well faster with a contact capsule than you will by taking aspirin, you know, every 4 to 6 hours.
Okay. And I have another question. On this, like I said, it is spreading. It's just not blooming.
Yeah.
But now it's going to bloom. If this goes around the base of, like, roses or peonies or something like that, it seems to have just a little root thing. Is that going to hurt those? Or should I keep them away from those plants?
No, you can use it as a ground cover underneath your roses, and what will happen is you'll have the flowers from your campanulas. You'll have nice green foliage that will choke out the weeds. The foliage of your perennials will help to retain the moisture in the ground so that you don't have to water as often. And you know that if you water your roses often, and especially late in the day, you encourage black spot or leaf spot on your roses. So by planting a ground cover under them, it will help your roses. Growing up, my mother always planted alyssum, the white alyssum, in her rose garden as a ground cover. And when the roses were in bloom, so was the alyssum, and it was fabulous. So do it. And you can divide right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Happy Easter and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from New Hampshire with a question about pear trees.
Hi, Jeff, and happy Easter to you and your family. How can we help you with your pear tree today?
Yes, good morning. Happy Easter to you, too. I'll give you a quick little history. We got a flower garden, and a tree started growing up out of it. And I said, well, rather than cut it down, I'll let it get up to firewood size and then cut it. Well, come find out it's been 7-8 years now, and last year for the first time we got pears appearing on it. So that was pretty good. At
yeah.
the 4.5 foot mark, a softball sized trunk, about the size of a softball thickness, it branches off, and the tree is probably 15 feet high. Some neighbors have suggested the pruning be done in the fall after the harvest, and then others say do the pruning just before the buds come out, which should be any time now. I was wondering if you could tell me when and how to do the trimming
prune
on it.
The tree.
At that 4 foot, 4.5 foot mark, it branches off into two other main major branches, and then the rest is just, you know, the little branches.
Okay. The best time to prune all of your fruit trees, whether it's an apple, a peach, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, is in the spring before the buds swell, and that's right now.
Okay,
so
no,
you want to get
fall,
out there in the next couple of weeks. Now, on a pear tree, you're going to prune it less than all of the others, because if you take that prune tree and you prune it hard and you prune it heavy, it will produce a lot of new growth called water sprouts. And they'll grow straight up in the air, just like whips. and you won't believe it. But the thing that happens is, if we should get a wet, cool spring on this new growth that is forming on the plant, you will develop a black fungus, and that will hurt the tree. And it's something that you want to avoid. So what you want to do is say to yourself, I can prune back this plant by about a third. Any skinny branches, take them out. Because what you want to do, being that they're still young, they're still growing, is you want to create a nice shape and a nice canopy. So get rid of the skinny stuff. Prune back all of your major branches by about a third, and look for a bud on the side of the branch, and make the cut about an inch above a bud. And that will stimulate that bud to grow and to mature and to give you some fruit. But you will lose some of the production this year. But you have to say to yourself, this tree is here for the next 25 years. So the better I shape it, the better the quality of the tree, the more fruit and the better the fruit will be. But the disease that the tree will get, if you start to see it turn black, is called fire blight. So write that down. And if you start to get blackening of the foliage, you have fire blight. And you can go to your local garden center, and they can sell you a product called streptomycin, which is used in medicine today in the hospitals, and that's what controls fire blight on pear trees. So get rid of the skinny, prune to shape, and you'll be in wonderful, wonderful shape. Thank you, and you have a great Easter. We also want to tell you one more time, go to the website, paulparent.com, and at the bottom you're going to see four blocks. One is for Fafard potting soil, and the other one is for black gold. I want you to click on them. I want you to sign up for a garden makeover. I will come to you to the winner's home, one in the summer and one in the fall. We're going to bring mulch, soils, soil conditioners, and we're going to fix your yard. But you have to sign up. So go to paulparent.com, click on Black Gold or Farford.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.